Hello and welcome to the award-winning Gutters. We begin a crucial week in the transfer window. We have but about three of them left, I think. 3 weeks left?
Yep.
Incredible. Liverpool did actually buy a footballer this week. Well, I think more or less this weekend, Ian Ryan, Neil Atkinson. We talked about it as the news broke on, was it Saturday morning?
It was. Some time ago. We were different men.
We were different men. It was a different time in our lives, in our young lives. I felt, Ian, we were just talking about it before we started recording. And I said to you, it's a strange how Owl's perspective is on these things. Because it's a loan signing, it takes a bit of a sheen off it in terms of our subconscious appreciation, I think, of a signing as fans. Regardless that people have reservations about the footballer, Araujo, well, we still haven't settled on a pronunciation, I don't think. Regardless of reservations people might have about him, like how he lost his place at Barcelona, maybe injury record issues, I think if the news had broken that Liverpool had signed a defender who played for Barcelona, was one of their captain group, 55 million euros, and it was a firm signing, I think we'd have gone, that's the right level Liverpool have pitched at for strengthening the centre-half position. It's almost the idea that he has the stench of loan on him, the stench of loan, I will say, that sort of gets us, makes us and ah a little bit about it rather than appreciate it as actually the halfway decent signing in terms of profile that it could be.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that is fair. I think, you know, listen, whether you want to be, you can be positive about it or you can be negative about it. Some might say realistic about it. We'll have to wait and see. What I don't want to do is condemn the lad before he's even kicked the ball for Liverpool Football Club, because sure, that just feels like a mad place to be. So I think let's see how it plays out. Listening to Neil chat to Sidlow, I think was
tell pretty, me about that.
Well, yeah, well listen, I mean, you should go and listen to it for sure. But I think it was pretty good, because I think whilst there's clearly some maybe concerns around injuries and maybe certain styles of play, you know, I think the fact that maybe certain teams have targeted him in the past in terms of leaving him with the ball